Finding someone to get bone marrow to leukemia patients can be difficult because of tissue matching problems, so doctors have sometimes turned to stem cells taken from umbilical cord blood. The procedure has been done on children, but seldom on adults. Mary Horowitz, a professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin, explains why doctors have been so hesitant.
The perceived problem of using umbilical cord blood transplants in adults has been the fact that the numbers of cells available in any umbilical cord blood unit is relatively small. And there's been a perception that it's really too small to be able to do a transplant in a big person.
But Horowitz has completed a study indicating that cord blood may be a viable option for adults with leukemia who need healthy blood cells. The study, which appears in the New England Journal of Medicine, shows the results aren't as good as with matched transplants coming from a family or donor whose tissue is similar to the patient's. Lacking that, Horowitz says this is a good alternative. One reason is that cord blood doesn't require the same strict matching criteria as bone marrow, so donors would be less difficult to find and more people could get transplants.
We shouldn't be giving up when we don't find an adult donor for our adult patients with leukemia. We should be considering cord blood transplantation.
Horowitz says adults make up the majority of those needing transplants. Shamim Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.